Well, we're not going to hear all that song tonight, I'm afraid. That's The Fall doing Cyber Insect from a live performance. Gosh, I don't even know where. Someplace. We'll talk about that when I play the whole thing someday. Before that, we heard Television from the Record Store Day release, Live at the Academy in New York City, 12492. Doing Venus de Milo. Before that, we heard Bush Tetras doing Dasa Riot. Preceding that, we heard the Au Pairs doing It's Obvious, and we started with Facts, who are playing at the Sylvie tomorrow, opening for Explosions in the Sky. We heard A Room from their new release, Wish Defense, on Trouble in Mind Records. I'm Bill the Walking Doctor. Thanks for listening. You're listening to WRT 89.9 FM in Madison. Good night.
Do you find yourself provoking conversations with your friends and coworkers? Are you a strong listener? Then you should consider applying to become the next host of A Public Affair, WORT's daily hour-long call-in talk program. We're now accepting applications for this volunteer position. The next host will be the voice of Tuesday's show and join a stellar lineup of folks who engage listeners in conversations on social, cultural, and political issues of importance every day of the week. We're looking for someone who is curious and well-informed, comfortable speaking on air, someone who can think on their feet, and has at least 5 hours a week to prepare and host the show. To find out more information or apply, go to WORTFM.org/talkhost.
Oh yeah, this is WORT 89.9 FM here in Madison and WORTFM.org. And right now, you have it tuned in to Mad City Classics with Half Tongue. Hi everybody, I want to thank Bill the Walking Doctor for really a great show tonight. Lots of good rock and roll. I'm going to say that three times. Rock and roll is what Bill played. But tonight on Mad City Classics, I'm changing the genre a little bit because over the holidays, I played a lot of rock and roll, and I want this show to be about Madison area music from the past. So tonight, what I'm going to present is the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra. Now, this University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra, they released something back in 2013, a pretty good recording. They entitled it Candlelight. The folk orchestra is conducted by Viktor Gorodinsky, and I'm going to talk a bit more about Viktor Gorodinsky and the orchestra coming up after the first set of music, but let's get things started here. This is actually pretty good, and I'm going to say just go with it here. It's for an hour. Maybe you'll hear something you've never heard before, and it's nice. So this is Mad City Classics, and we're hitting the button for the UW Russian Folk Orchestra right now.
I'm MK Zariel, and I write very trans poetry, and as the internet's weird anarchist friend, I'd be honored to share some of it with you. Please join me on WORT's Access Hour, the night of April 7th, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, for some readings from my self-published zines and literary magazine collaborations. These poems will be interspersed with my musical inspirations, all songs by queer liberationist indie artists, and are perfect for anyone who loves anarchism, neuroqueer media, the bashback tendency, references to obscure gay liberationist texts, youth liberation, weird synesthetic imagery, all of the above, or none of the above, or everything. I can't wait to radicalize you. Thank you so much to Candy for Trees for creating the background music of this promo, and thanks to WORT for being awesome.
Oh yes, we're awesome. This is WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, and you're listening right now to Mad City Classics with your host, Half Tongue. And tonight, I am playing the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra. And the recording is from their 2013 release entitled Candlelight. Now, this was a recording that was done at the Madison Media Institute, and it was produced by the Madison Music Foundry. 2013 UW Russian Folk Orchestra release. And what I just played in that first set was the first thing was called American March. And that was, I believe, the composer listed as V. Andreev. The second thing was It's Not the Wind. This is a traditional Russian folk song. The third thing was Woolen Boots, which was by A. Shalov, and there is a the Prima Domra, that's a soloist, was Yuri Koloslavsky, was playing that on the third track. The fourth track was Amur Waves Waltz, which was by M. Kuss, and the fifth track was Arita, which was by A. Skulti. Okay, this is Half Tongue here, and I'm playing the Russian Folk Orchestra, and I am sorry if I butcher any names here tonight, because some of these are a little bit, well, we're working on it, but I think we're doing good so far. I want to say a little bit about the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra. It was founded in 1997 by its conductor and music director, Viktor Gorodinsky. Viktor holds a master's degree in music, classical guitar, and orchestral conducting, and is also a librarian emeritus with Slavic studies at the University of Wisconsin's Madison campus. Tonight's recording is from the 2013 release entitled Candlelight, which was recorded at the studios of the Madison Media Institute and produced by the Madison Music Foundry, as I just said before I was reading this, but it's okay because the orchestra is made up of traditional Russian folk instruments, balalaikas, domras, and bayans. Okay, the first one there, the balalaikas. Well, they're them big string triangular-looking, guitar-looking instruments that you see oftentimes with Slavic, and they come out of Russia. And there's all the different sizes of them, and just for me, it's pretty cool. It's good stuff. It also includes other Western instruments such as flute, oboe, and percussion. This recording is from the orchestra's fourth release. For more information about the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra and all the instruments they play, check out their webpage at rfo.wisc.edu. And that is a webpage. It's within the University of Wisconsin system. That, again, is rfo.wisc.edu. You'll find out a lot there about Viktor Gorodinsky and all kinds of stuff. There's music there. There's videos. There's pictures. It's a wonderful page to visit. Okay, we're going to keep going here with the music. because that's what I'm good at, is just playing the music. And this here again is Mad City Classics. It's Half Tongue. And right now, let's go again with the second set from Candlelight, the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was some good stuff. You're listening to Mad City Classics here tonight with Half Tongue, and I am playing the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra's 2013 release entitled Candlelight. And what we just heard in that set was, first off, we played March by S. Prokofiev. Prokofiev. Okay. Then second was Black Raven. That was by Viktor Gorodinsky. And it was Maya Braden was the soprano vocalist on that. The third thing was the Cossack Song by V. Kapustiak. The fourth thing was Charming Eyes, and that's a traditional Russian romance song. And the fifth thing on that was The Swan, and that is by C. Saint Saens, and it was Tamara Ansait on Alto Damra. Okay, this is Half Tongue here, Mad City Classics, and I decided to play a different genre tonight than rock and roll. So we went with the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra. We have several CDs by them in the library, and I checked it out, and I like this quite a bit. It's great to sit back and relax and listen to and enjoy. Now, coming up next, there's a third set. We're going into the end of the show, and I believe New Phone Rick is here tonight. I have to look and see, but we'll be doing the XL290 live music radio while we're here at midnight, and he always has some good stuff for you. I think what we'll do is we'll make a announcement here straight up in front about what's going to be played next. The first track will be called All That Has Been, and it is a traditional gypsy song. The second track coming up will be Candlelight, and that is a Viktor Gorodinsky composition. The third thing up will be Svetlana's Lullaby, and that's by T. Krennikov. And fourth is the Crimean Sketches, which is by V. Gabaev. All right. Now, that's what's coming up in the top of the hour. I'll probably tune in up close to the midnight time, and I'll say bye-bye to everybody. But I thank you for listening, and I hope you're enjoying this tonight. Coming up next month, I think I'll look for something different again. We'll get into a different genre again. There's a lot of music back in the local section of the Wart FM library here that just never gets played, and it's not all rock and roll. A lot of great local musicians out there. And I just want to say about this UW Russian Folk Orchestra, check out their webpage. Type this in your browser, rfo.wisc.edu. That's rfo.wisc.edu. When you see that Russian Folk Orchestra, click on that. It'll take you to the webpage, and there's all kinds of great stuff there. And if your musicianship is up and up and you're interested in being involved with the Russian Folk Orchestra, you can contact them and probably talk to Viktor. And I want to thank Viktor for relocating to Madison and getting this going with the University of Wisconsin, because it's really a wonderful thing. Okay, let's go with the last set here from the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra. And this is Half Tongue, and you're listening to Mad City Classics right here on Wart.
Oh,
This is WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, and this is Half Tongue saying bye-bye from Mad City Classics this month. We'll catch you next month. New Phone Rick is here for the XL 290 Live Music Radio Hour. That's coming up next.
WRT thanks its listener sponsors and FPC Live, presenting singer-songwriter Iron and Wine at the Orpheum Theater on Tuesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Iron and Wine comes to the Orpheum Theater with a full band performing his new album, Light Verse. Joby Riccio opens the show. More information and tickets are available at madisonorpheum.com.
Hi, this is Dave Simonette from Trampled by Turtles, and you are listening to the XL290 Live Music Radio Hour on WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
FPC Live presents Explosions in the Sky, the end tour with Facts, Saturday, April 5th at the Sylvie. Explosions in the Sky are an iconic instrumental rock band from Texas, known for their incendiary live concerts. They've slowly grown from playing DIY spaces and opening for Fugazi to headlining around the world at places like Radio City Music Hall, Royal Albert Hall, the Greek Theater,